different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No, and it's just as finger licking good, right, Milton?
You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, that real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. Is that it?
Yeah. That's right,
cut it. It's better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it.
Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Yes. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn
crispy
crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from.
Cut it.
It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Cut.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about.
All right, that's good. Good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right, and good Monday afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m., I'm your humble host, Ardinger here. Joe Ardinger with you. Now, once upon a time, Wendell is our beloved engineer, and he doesn't always have the most consistent love life. I mean, who does among us? So, Don and Mike took it upon themselves to get Wendell not just one date, but two dates. It's the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Here's the deal with the program director here. And he's got the same modus operandi.
Yeah, this is the same thing Jeremy used to do. And this is what we really hate.
Okay, now, of course, you know, we sent the girl on a date with Wendell last week. That didn't work out.
Right.
So, like, an hour and a half ago, we said we got another girl who's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to come down to the office.
And have a date.
With Wendell in the office. And then we found that she's bringing her own massage table.
Right.
And
whatever now, happens between them is what happens between them.
Mm-hmm. Right. We don't hear a word from the program director.
Right.
Now that it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
he slinks in here with his tail between his legs, and he says, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not going to be able to do that up in the office. And if she goes up to the office, the chicken lady, she's forced there against her will.
Right.
So you'll have to really send her out on a date. And, you know,
so what's frustrating is that they come in 5 seconds ago and tell us this. It's the word of law. We have to go along with what they say. That's the way it works.
And what pisses me off is that, and maybe they don't know that I know this and you know this.
Right.
We know that they knew an hour and a half ago
right.
that they weren't going to let us do it. It's our job to push on and try to do stuff that they're not going to let us do.
The way that situation is made more palatable for us is to tell us ASAP, as soon as they know.
And sit around with your thumb up to slink in here, and then at the last minute say it, and then just kind of shuffle out.
Right, which is what they did, and that's what we really take issue with.
So
you know, whatever their rules are, hey, we've demonstrated that, you know, we do that, that's fine. But there is a way around this, that they're going to enjoy their date off the premises mm-hmm. tonight.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're still going to bring the girl in. We're going to meet her.
Good.
And then we're going to And we're going to pay her $250, and we're going to send her off with Wendell.
That's right. We're paying her $250 just to go on a date with Wendell.
Yeah, right. You know, take care of Wendell, make him happy, and then we'll have to hear about it tomorrow. Now, in the meantime, being as we're not going to be able to have the date in the office,
right?
Let's meet the first girl who we tried to do this thing with, where we sent her off the premises, which did not work out.
Yes, didn't have the best possible date in the whole wide
now,
world.
I don't know how we could have been more explicit with this girl.
Here she comes. And what was your name again?
It's Maggie.
Maggie. Nice round of polite round of applause for Maggie.
Maggie. And Wendell, why don't you slide on in?
Very attractive,
yeah,
Wendell.
Yeah.
Very,
cute.
Very attractive.
Cute. Now, Maggie, when you called that day, I mean, we couldn't have been more explicit, right?
Oh, Wendell brought a picture of Maggie. Wow.
Let me see.
Wow, there's a picture of Maggie right there.
Oh.
Wow.
Where'd you get that picture, Wendell?
That was a revelation. She just said, hey, there's my picture.
That's fantastic.
That's a picture of her pulling up her shirt.
Maggie, once again, another round of applause.
Flasher.
You mean the girl in this picture wouldn't give Wendell a little
Yeah, we were just curious about the reason the date ended and what. So you want to get? You heard Wendell? Did you hear Wendell's version before? Would you like to give us your
step up to the mic?
See you do have a pierced tongue. You do indeed.
Wow.
You wanted to come down here and be on the show and give your side of the story. Is that correct?
No, he was right.
He was right.
He said was right.
Everything. So you now you're giving him a little. Wendell, step. Something. I'm confused here. What's
yeah.
going on? There's something between you guys. I don't know what's
I don't
going
know.
On.
We have talked since then though.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Would you date Wendell again?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Well,
I have a theory. I have it immediately. It's like a lightning bolt.
What?
It's crashing right in right now.
What?
Something did happen. Something did happen, and you arranged with her because you're going to see her again. Not that she didn't want it. She said, that's fine, but I don't want you to talk about it.
I told you everything's happened.
Really? No, I believe him, Mike.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're just trying to put a happy spin on this, and I know that's your angle something. I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't think. Look at him. He's still pent up. He's the same Wendell.
All right.
He's the same Wendell.
It just seems to me, it's interesting. So what's your side
How come
of this
you didn't
thing?
Relieve him?
I don't know, because it was late, I guess.
Because it was late?
It was late. So there would be the potential for sometime
even,
in the future? And I know you'd like to see it in the studio right now, but I'm simply trying to establish whether or not there's anything. I'm not looking at two people that seem to dislike each other here.
No, it's
confusing. It's confusing, but nothing happened.
And
on
I'm
the date.
Confused because we paid
for them to go out on a date,
and the date didn't happen the way that we had hoped
because it was late.
How would you respond to that?
We're going back out again tonight.
Are you going out tonight?
Are we?
Doesn't Wendell have a date with the other lady?
No,
tonight?
Wendell has a date. Who's bringing her on massage table tonight?
Oh, okay.
What if Wendell was to go out with both of you this evening? How would you feel about that?
No, you can go out with your massage lady. That's fine. But then once he goes out with this massage lady...
I haven't even met my massage lady.
Yeah,
right, well,
but
if you went out with Wendell tonight, would you come through? And what about your boyfriend?
What about that? That's something that I'm still a little...
You guys.
...puzzled.
We're just curious. Wait, is the other lady here? The other lady is here.
Oh, hello.
God.
Oh, hey,
Wendell.
Bring her in here. All right.
Wendell.
I smell sofa.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
Oh, come on.
I enter and sign up. You are?
Lucy.
Lucy's right.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, wow. It's Wendell. You're having a happy day, aren't
Damn
you?
Damn Lucy. Oh.
This is Wendell with two women now.
Listen, one of these two women is going to tonight...
Yes, they're very. Mm-hmm. They seem to be.
Look
very
at that!
Excited.
As soon as the other one came in.
Yes. Are you wearing a bra?
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, she is.
Right.
Do that again.
Okay, one of you girls tonight is going to be making Wendell happy
by going out on a date with him.
Yeah, you know what we mean. Are you ready for that, Lucy?
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about you, honey?
It's up to Wendell.
It's up to Wendell. Well, no.
What's up to Wendell?
Who he wants to go out with.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wendell...
Oh, no, wait a minute. Now it's on me.
Yes. Well, yeah, Wendell, I think it is on you. I think she does have a point.
Well, but no. I think that she should come to the table offering the same deal as Lucy.
All right. I keep forgetting your
and
first
name.
And
we all be friends.
What is it?
Maggie.
So, if Wendell chose to go out on a date with you this evening, would it be a fun date for Wendell?
It was a fun date last time.
Would it be a more fun date this time?
Yes.
Yes. Now, Wendell, you have to remember one thing. you can't be. I'm not 100% convinced it would be a better date. I think with Lucy I'm pretty sure you'd have a good date.
You'd have a good date.
Maybe
I think you'd have a better date.
What?
Me and me.
Now Lucy has offered the date to Maggie also.
Now we've got two in favor of that. A third would make that unanimous.
That's fine with me.
Oh, Wendell hit the button.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, listen, here's all I ask. Lucy,
yes?
We take Maggie out of the equation.
Uh-huh.
No matter what happens later tonight, you know, Wendell. Okay.
I heard.
You got me? Okay. All right, good.
All right, so it's going to be a date with Wendell, Maggie, Lucy, and somewhere in the greater Washington area, a massage table.
Yes.
Okay, now, the only thing is they told us you can't have your date here. Okay.
Yeah, you can't do that here.
You got to do it off the premises. So, Wendell, now please take both of these women, get out of here.
Maybe, and Wendell, you know.
Done and done.
And frankly, Wendell, whatever you know. You might want to throw them, some kind of a bone, like maybe after everything's done, maybe take them out to Denny's or something like that.
Denny's. Would be fabulous.
There you go. I think, that's Wendell, but Wendell?
What do you mean, Denny's? Now, where did we go?
We went to the Palm.
Right.
Wow.
He went to the Palm and you didn't give him anything? That is
take
cold.
Take me to the Palm.
So, Wendell, you now have a date with two women.
We will go to the Palm.
You know what I say? Hold on.
No, wait a minute.
Hold on.
No, I wanted to go to Camelot. I thought it would be a lot more relaxing. It could lead up.
That's a strip club.
But Wendell wanted to go to dinner and a movie.
But Wendell, I think we established earlier, Wendell is a perfect gentleman. He really is. He is a perfect gentleman.
Would there be a chance that tonight you girls, both of you at the same time, could do that to Wendell? Could there be a chance that both of you at the same time could do that to Wendell?
Wendell!
Man.
Wendell, that's right. Totally up to them. Totally up to you guys.
Hey, Maggie, is your mom named Feeney?
Oh, God.
Your mommy's on the phone. Hello, Feeney?
Feeney, are you there?
I'm here.
We've got your daughter here. Maggie, you want to say anything to her?
Have you lost your mind?
Hi, Mom. Is this really your mom, Maggie?
Yes.
Can't you tell she's so embarrassed it is?
Would you like to say hi to your mom, Maggie?
No.
No.
Don't worry. She'll say hi to me tonight.
Hey, I'm looking at a beautiful picture of your daughter right now.
She is a pretty girl. I just thought she had
lovely.
Better sense. Well, she's been known to be...
No, she's only taking her shirt off from the front.
That's all.
It's a picture we're looking at.
It's a beautiful picture.
Well, I got news for you all.
What's that?
You're as sick as she is.
Oh, thank you. Round of applause for that.
Take that as a compliment.
Round of applause. Well, she's a big girl. She knows what she's doing.
But guess what?
What?
I didn't mean it as one.
What's that?
I did not mean it as one.
Oh, I know. You're a little upset, Mom, right?
Not only a little. I'm big.
Who are you mad at?
All three of the above.
All three of the above.
Who's that?
Who would that be?
You two and her.
You're mad at Don, Mike, and Maggie?
Exactly.
Have you said hello to Lucy yet?
I don't care about Lucy. Lucy's not my problem.
Would you like to say hi to her?
No, thank you.
Would you like to say hi to Wendell? You know, Wendell's somebody you really ought to speak with.
Yes, please.
Wendell, say hi to Maggie's mom.
Good evening, ma'am.
He's a gentleman. We've mentioned that before.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Sir, I gotta say, from what my daughter told me, you have a great sense of humor.
Well, thank you.
And you were very respectful. And for that, I want to thank you, because out of all the garbage I heard today, you're probably more of a gentleman than they give you credit for.
That'll all change tonight, Mom.
I don't think so, because I think my daughter's got better sense.
Well, Wendell is a gentleman, and we're just trying to help an old friend out here.
Well, I just hate seeing you use other people to make that point. And for that, I thank you.
Use other people to make what point?
She's not going to answer that. Your mom doesn't like us, I take it.
Well, too bad.
No, that's too bad. Well, you know, you are an adult. And
too bad.
You know, whatever you decide to do, you guys should just go out and have a good time.
She doesn't.
What was that, Maggie?
She doesn't look it that way. She still thinks I'm 13.
Oh, well, that's
sure.
That's a mom thing. I mean, who could...
Show her this picture.
Nah.
This picture will show her you're not 13.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
Wendell, are you looking forward to this date?
Yes.
Listen, here's all we ask. Take care of Wendell tonight. Make sure he has a good time.
Very good.
As good a time as he's had in the last 13 years.
There you go. Very good.
And tomorrow, Wendell.
Yes.
Full report tomorrow.
And want to find out how much of a good date you have. And Wendell, you chip in your own funds here for Denny's.
Now, listen, don't forget. Be assertive tonight. Okay?
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely. Take
Lucy's hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
Take her hand right now. Okay. Let me see what you're going to do with the hand.
No. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I worry that you want to see that.
No. I want to make sure he knows what the move is.
I think he knows exactly what the move is. Okay, I think he'll be fine.
Let me see the move.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not the move, not kissing her hand.
No.
Move the hand south.
Oh, my God.
Move the hand south.
I don't want to see her put her hand on Wendell.
Here, I got my back.
That's the move. All right. Come on. Let me see. Okay. All right. He's got it. He's got the move. He's got the move.
That's good.
It's like teaching your boy how to throw a ball.
Well, I know.
Just tell him. You've got to watch him do it. You got to say, bend your wrist when you throw the knuckler.
They're going to have a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah. All right. Three of you, get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Go have fun.
See you tomorrow. Nice meeting you. Oh, you want your picture back. Oh, I thought you wanted to shake hands.
There's a handshake from Maggie. Nice to meet you, Maggie.
Nice meeting you. Tell your mom she's wonderful.
Yeah,
Maggie, nice.
Wow.
Bye, Wendell.
I don't think I've ever seen Wendell happy. Your Wendell is so happy.
Both girls are hot.
He should be.
Going out to have a good night.
It's the night of his life.
It better be. That's $500 we've paid now.
Just so they can go out and have a good date.
It sure better be the best night he's ever had.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ron and Fez Show.
I'll bash your head in with a brick.
Don't do that.
I want to be the kind of friend who's there for you.
Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh, God, I am in hell.
On 106.7 WJFK. 2 weeks ago, business owner Neil Davis closed the biggest contract in his 20-person firm's history. 1 week ago, Neil met with his Wachovia business specialist and heard ideas on how to finance expansion, lease new equipment, and design a benefits package to help attract new employees. 1 hour ago, Davis and Associates began their expansion by turning their 9,000-square-foot office into a 14,000-square-foot office. One minute ago, hard hats were added to the business casual dress code. See what a Wachovia business specialist can do for you. Visit a Wachovia Financial Center today. Wachovia Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Your bank says it has a great offer for you, but is it really offering? Is that the right word? If someone offers to hold open a door for you, do you expect to be charged? Should a service fee apply? Is that really what offering is all about? So when your bank charges you for checking, it's not an offer, it's a service. And a service comes with a fee. If you're tired of your bank always taking fees from your account, maybe you're ready for a new bank.
At Riggs, we're determined to give you more than what you expect from a bank. We're offering free checking that's absolutely free. That means no monthly service fees, no penalties for writing too many checks, no hidden charges, and no surprises. And with absolutely free checking comes online banking and bill paying that is likewise absolutely free. So if you're ready to expect more from a bank, then maybe you're ready for Riggs. For more information, call 1-800-368-5800. Stop by your local banking center or visit RiggsBank.com.
Offer does not include all products and services. Terms and conditions subject to change. Fees may apply for optional services. Riggs Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Everybody likes to get something free, especially if it's something really valuable.
That's why at Mattress Discounters, we're having our annual free box spring sale.
That's Lisa Evans from the new Mattress Discounters. Customers love the free box spring sale because they can save up to $600.
That's right. Choose from a selection of Sealy, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Posturepedic mattresses.
And get a box spring free.
Even on selected pillow top mattresses. Twin, full, queen, king.
Mattress Discounters will give you a box spring absolutely free.
The mattress is the same great price we offer every day.
But the box spring is free. Save up to $600.
We give you a complete mattress set for what you'd normally pay for the mattress alone. So come discover your comfort today.
During the free box spring sale at Mattress Discounters.
Have a good night's sleep on us. Mattress Discounters.
Mattress Discounters now has Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Come in today and discover your comfort on the pressure-relieving mattresses designed for ultimate comfort and support. Call 1-800-BUY-A-BED to speak to a store near you.
Wow, what a long day, huh?
Yeah, I don't ever want to move again.
No kidding. If you told me lightning was going to strike this chair, I still wouldn't move.
Oh, yeah? Well, if a spaceship came down and said, like, get up right now, we're going to abduct you and do all sorts of freaky tests and stuff, I'd be like, if you can haul my butt up there, go right ahead. I'm not moving.
Well, if my pants all of a sudden shrank to six sizes too small, I still wouldn't move.
Hey, if your pants all of a sudden disappeared, I still wouldn't move.
Yeah, I'm never moving again.
I heard that. Hey, you want to get a couple iced coffees at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, let's go.
Delicious, refreshing Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. It's made from the best coffee in America, double brewed and poured over ice, so it's cold and invigorating. Pick one up today, and it'll return the favor.
Oh, man, that hit the spot. You ready to move that sofa?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I may never need to sit again.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts today and get a refreshing small iced coffee for just 59 cents. Prices and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, one per customer, limited time only.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Nationwide.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if I could get a quote on car insurance.
Sure.
I guess you want some info. Mm-hmm. For starters, my driving record's great. You're practically spotless. Well, there might be a ticket that shows up.
Okay.
But actually, there might be a few tickets. Well, and there was that wreck back when I had insurance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of cars, but technically one wreck.
Uh-huh.
The other driver said it was my fault, or I guess I should say other drivers, which I thought was a bit mean-spirited. I mean, after all we've been through together.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the end, does it really matter who rear-ended who? This has probably all been a waste of your time.
Don't worry. Nationwide can help you out.
You don't need a spotless record to come to Nationwide. We have affordable coverage for all kinds of drivers. So call 1-877-ON-YOUR-SIDE or visit your local Nationwide agent today.
One little fender bender and everybody's playing the blame game.
Nationwide is on your side.
Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies. Home office, Columbus, Ohio.
106.7. WJFK.
The music that became the soundtrack of our lives returns to the stage live. Journey. June 28th at Wolf Trap National Park for the performance.